On today's episode, alumni of the EMU sorority stripped their letters to demand action from the national organization. In city news, members of the local community call on the mayor of Ypsilanti to resign, and one local mother finds a way to provide for her community during the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Liz Horniak. You're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. Sorority Sigma Delta Tau has faced backlash for their response to the Black Lives Matter movement. The organization made multiple social media posts with resources for members, but made no plan to donate to the cause. The organization also faced criticism for failing to explicitly post the phrase Black Lives Matter. Alumni of EMU's Delta Alpha chapter of the organization have stripped their letters to express their dissatisfaction with Sigma Delta Tau's response. One of those alumni, Savannah Garapi, released a document listing specific demands addressing the Sigma Delta Tau's National Board of Directors. Sigma Delta Tau has since appointed Victoria Alexander to their newly established Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. Another graduated member, Cindy Almagan, said in a statement to the Eastern Echo, quote, "Never in my life before joining Sigma Delta Tau have I had a friend base and support system that was so fearless and progressive that they were willing to post and say things they know would cause tension and uproar within their families and friendships. Even though I may not always be proud of Sigma Delta Tau's words and actions, I'm forever proud of my sisters," end quote. Garapi also urged members of sororities under the National Panhellenic Conference to place pressure on their national organizations and, quote, "do more than release a generalized statement," end quote. The NPC, for those who aren't familiar, is an umbrella organization for sororities globally. Many EMU sororities, including Sigma Delta Tau, fall under this umbrella. The NPC has issued multiple statements and resources concerning racial inequity. You can find the statements we mentioned today linked on our website. Many members of the Ypsilanti community are calling for Mayor Beth Bashert to resign. This is in response to a racial comment she made during a city council meeting on Tuesday, June 16th. During a vote concerning reappointment of the city Human Relations Commissioner, Caron Gaines, Bashert said, quote, "Since I will be crucified if I vote against any black person on any commission, I'm going to vote yes," end quote. Other council members criticized her statement, and all members aside from Bashert voted no. Later in the meeting, council member Nicole Brown asked Bashert to apologize. Bashert brushed the discussion aside, saying, quote, "thank you, I will consider your comment," end quote. She took to Facebook with an apology the following day. Bashert alluded to the incident during a virtual town hall forum that was held last Thursday. The event was intended to create space for the community to speak directly with city leadership. At the start of the meeting, Mayor Bashert stated, quote, "due to recent events, I'm going to take a backseat role in this meeting," end quote. During the same meeting, Police Chief Tony DiGiusti commented on the City Council's decision to set aside funds for a social worker in the police department. He believes a social worker would be better suited to answer some of the calls the department receives regularly. Some expressed concerns over the plan, saying social workers should instead be part of a separate organization. Later in the evening, Heather Freeling, a member of the Police Advisory Commission, voiced her support for defunding the police. She said, quote, "what that really means is moving away from the stunted conception of what public safety looks like, investing in mental health, housing services, and other community-based organizations, and not just law enforcement," end quote. Mayor Bashert provided a Zoom meeting link to a joint police advisory commission and city council meeting set for Tuesday, June 23rd. Part of the meeting is reserved for public comment, where individuals will have 3 minutes each to present their statements. You can find that link on our website. In other news, Ypsilanti resident Tasha Estermeyer has stepped up to serve members of the local community. The coronavirus pandemic has forced thousands of Washtenaw County residents out of work. In response, Estermeyer set up a no-questions-asked community pantry. 6 different tables that sit at the end of her driveway are filled with food, cleaning supplies, and toiletries that have largely been provided by the community. Estermeyer said in an interview with The Echo, quote, "the community support has been phenomenal in terms of keeping it going. People drop off food daily. Not a day has gone by where someone hasn't dropped off at least a couple of boxes of food. It has been a mixed venture of people dropping things off and people giving us monetary donations for us to go purchase items that go the fastest," end quote. Estermeyer says that she and her 7 children help to stock and sort the table. The pantry is available every day, and she plans to continue setting it up indefinitely. Anyone is welcome to donate or pick up non-perishable food or other items. Monetary donations are also welcome to be dropped off or delivered. The pantry is located at 5981 Big Pine Drive. That's all for today's news. Full-length articles of all the stories we've discussed today are available at easternecho.com. Until next Monday, this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabun-Sugg and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.